The title of my message says, "We are new in Christ." We are new in Christ. There is no way that you can be in Christ and be the same old person. We're going to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." The word says, first of all, be in Christ. I ask you today, are you in Christ? It means that when you become a Christian, when you receive Christ, you take on a new life. There's a transformation that goes on. It goes on from the inside out. He takes your whole heart. He takes your whole heart. And so to be in Christ, we have to put on the new man. And so I'm going to speak to you this morning. How do you put on the new man? And so the first thing is, we have to recognize that we need a personal Savior. We cannot do it on our own. And God made us to give him all glory, all honor. But we of ourselves cannot do it. Paul says, the thing that I don't want to do, I end up doing it, right? And I'm going to tell you that when you're in God, there's no halfway thing. There's no compromise. It's either you're giving him all, because it will be very evident when everyone sees the old you, right? The old you. What's in your heart today? I challenge you to surrender. All right, so Jesus Christ was a pure lamb. And he became not only the covering for our sin, but he became the propitiation for our sins. All right. The next thing now is, after that, it is repentance. The first foundation of our faith, though, is to acknowledge God as our Father. Hallowed be his name in all the earth. When the disciples asked Christ how to pray, the first thing he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." So we have to honor God in all things. All right? He is the great I am God. He first loved us. Right? And salvation, mercy, his loving kindness is not because we deserve it, but because he is such a good God and he is the God of all love. He is the God of all love. He is your Abba Father, meaning that you can run to him. He's there. It's not just a promise. It is the truth. He will never leave you nor forsake you. God is not talking about following a law. We are not a people who are religious. He wants to have relationship with us. He wants to relate. Hear what it says, relate? Because some of us, we're guilty of going in and we talk to him, but we don't listen to him. And how we have to build that relationship if we have to spend a lot of time with him. For me, that's the best place to be. I love to spend time in God's presence, especially first thing in the morning. I just come out so brand new, right? People will look and say, "Look at you, you look so much younger." Yes, I claim the promises of God. The Lord says he will renew our youth as the eagle, Psalm 103. But you see, you got to know his word. And you got to know all that these treasures that God has for you. And then when you begin to know these things, you begin to not only love God, but you begin to identify yourself in Christ. That's where you have your strength. That's where you have your healing. That's where you have your power. That's where you have your authority. You have it in Christ. And then there are some people who operate with a lot of giftings. And I hear them say that they know God, but they don't. Because the first principle of knowing God is, after you know God and you love him and you begin to identify yourself in Christ, then you must love others. And love is not that thing that you say, not the eros love, not the storge love, not the kind of thing that fades away, but it is the agape love. It means to really love like Christ did and God said, you have to love the unbelovable. Those people who don't deserve to be loved, you have to love them. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your undeserved love today, oh God. Lord, just help us to be vessels to pour out your love in this year coming, 2016, oh God. Lord, we need to be able to snatch some people from the bellies of hell. And Lord, they don't want to hear about hell, but they want to hear about your love, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for making us vessels of honor, full of your love to the overflow in the name of Jesus. All right. The third thing is, after we become filled with God's love, we have to receive Christ as Savior. The word in Romans 10 says, if you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, then you shall be saved. And after you are saved now, then you begin to confess Christ. Because the word says, you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. All right? Let me just tell you now, repentance is not just a saying, I'm sorry. Because some of us are very good at saying, oh, I'm so sorry, and cry, and we go back to the old way. Repentance is really a turning away from our own way, from anything that displeases God. And let me just tell you, sin is not just about the Ten Commandments, but sin is anything that is out of the will of God. I want to say so closely connected to God, because I can't function without him anymore. He is my peace. He is my joy. It's not about somebody else in this world. It's not about something else in this world, but it's all about God. I can't walk away from him. I've turned away from that world, and I've turned wholeheartedly to him. I encourage you to do the same. There is no better place to be. I'm not giving you a cliche. I'm telling you the truth. It doesn't mean that all my problems are solved. As you can all see, my life story, because, you know, I'm quite open about many things. But it means that through those challenges, I have peace. I have joy. And not only that, I know that whatever I walk through, God will be glorified and he will turn it around for his glory and my good. I'm 50 years old and I've proved him so. I've proved him so. Won't you prove him that way? Won't you just surrender and give him your all? All right. You see, we have to get to the place where God is no longer in the passenger seat and we are driving. He is now the one that is driving and we are sitting back in the passenger seat. God, we thank you for just leading and directing us. Have your way in our lives, Lord God. Compromise. You see, the sad thing about it, I can preach no other message but this. But this is the year where God is calling us into a higher standard. Compromise is something that is of the enemy. Hear why? You see, when we think of sin now, it feels so good. But we never, ever, ever see the consequences that are down the line. The word of the Lord says simply, he who sows to his flesh shall reap corruption. Right? And he who sows to his spirit, what shall you reap? Everlasting life. Life. And Christ came so that you could have life and life more abundantly. But you see, each day we're tested, we're tempted. Why don't I just do what I want to do? Why don't I just live the way I want to live? No. I'm telling you, the best way, it's God's way. And whatever God outlined in this word, it is for our good. But you see, we have learned as a people that we do what we feel. And then we end up with misery. Our peace is disturbed. We don't know why this is happening. Let me tell you, God is trying to get your attention. He wants you to do it his way. It's the best way. It's like when you were younger and there was all this candy and your mother told you, don't eat all those cookies all at once. And you didn't understand why. You just had to obey. And so it is. When God says something, it's the best thing. And as I grow more and more in Christ, I begin to realize that there was a stage when all I had to do as a baby Christian was just to obey God. And now I walk in a season of harvest in many areas of my life. Why? Because all I did in the early stages was just obey what God said. I did what he said. And by the way, the Lord, I didn't put this in the message, but the Lord says, I must tell you, some of you, you want to hear his voice, and you wonder why you're not hearing his voice. I'm saying this to you prophetically. Until you obey his last instruction, he's not going to speak to you again. You must obey him. Obedience is the key to unlocking every single blessing in this word. I think it's Deuteronomy 28. It's alarming. When I think it has 50 odd verses in it. And verses 1 to 4 speak about the blessings. And all the other verses speak about what will happen if you do not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. And I have many Christians that they're walking in consequences. And they call for prayer. And then they get upset if I tell them the truth, you know. But you see, I will always tell you the truth because I love you. And part of love is discipline. Yeah? I won't be politically correct. I'm going to tell you the truth of God's word. If you walk down a path of disobedience, then one day you'll realize that was not the right way. Right? And some of us, we're going around the mountain and around the mountain. If you find that there are patterns in your life that they keep going, no matter what you're doing, it's because there's an area of disobedience in your life. Let's head northward, Pastor Roberts. Let's head northward. We will not go the same way anymore. We're going to make up our minds to be new in Christ and begin a new walk of obedience. Let that be our term for 2016. Obedience. Diligence is another thing that is required of us in this season. You know what happened is that so many of us, we start the process and then we draw back when we see challenges. But can I tell you that the great patriarchs and matriarchs of the Bible, they suffered much affliction, much persecution, but they continued until God delivered them and turned it around. And depending on the particular type of fire that you walk through, God will be glorified at a greater level. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. It's in the book of Daniel. They refused to bow down to the worldly system. They refused to worship that God. And some of us have to say in this season, no, I will not conform to the worldly standards. And so Shadrach, and Meshach, and Abednego, they were thrown into the fire. And the fire was turned up 7 times hotter. And even some of the men that threw them in the fire, the fire burned them. But hear what the king said now. Look. Isn't there a fourth man there in that fire? Didn't I put 3 men there? And so God got his glory. Because when the king took them out, he said, well, we all will bow down to your God because he is the one true and living God. So when you're going through challenges, know at the end that God is going to turn it around and he is going to be glorified. He's just waiting for you to reach the end of yourself to intervene. All right. I think I've been saying some other things than what I wrote here. So let's try and find a message again. But I hope I'm ministering to your heart. All right. Remember, our sacrifice is no longer with our mouth or with our mind. But it's very necessary in this season to make the transformation. We're going to give God all of our heart. We won't draw back. We won't give him some. We're going to give him all. All right. Our relationship with God, when we give him our all, begins to flow. I told you all of this already. All right. Now, our identity founded in God is that he takes us just as we are. What an amazing God. But then we have to be willing to say, God, make me who you want me to be. Make me who you want me to be. And he will always take us through a refining process. All right? I'm saying to you, some of you today, don't run away from the process. It hurts. It hurts. But God is about to do something new in your life. There are some of you that God is stirring in a special way. And God is bringing you through a deep depth in him. And why? That fire that you've been walking through, he has been using it to refine you until he can see the image of himself shining through you. I believe I would like to release that word to Diane, to Claire Spencer, to Lorraine. You've been going through some fire. Can you stand for me, the 3 of you? Claire Spencer. But God is using it for His glory. He's bringing you to a deep level in Him. And He's going to use you in a powerful way in His kingdom in 2016. Your heart has been right. Though you've been asking God why, it is God that has been ordering your steps. And you'll begin to see the special outpouring of His anointing upon you in this season. He's beginning to use you mightily in the prayer chamber. When you pray, you begin to see some things happen. And Lord, I thank you for even now using them to change lives, not only in the church, but in their communities. When they pray, they don't have to say anything. When they pray, they will begin to see changes. Lord, I thank you for filling them to the full and to overflow of your Holy Spirit power and your love, mighty God. Mighty God, I thank you that the Lord has seen your tears. Today is the day that He's setting you on a new path of no return, in Jesus' name. Those things will become secondary. Those things that you have walked through, they'll become secondary. You realize that God was in the midst of it. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that fire is going to be glorified now in the name of Jesus. Rise your hands and receive that new anointing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Minister to them even now, Lord God. Fill them to the full of your Holy Spirit, power and fire to the overflow in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I believe the three of you also have the healing ministry. Pastor will mentor you in that ministry in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Now, the book of Romans chapter 12. You may be seated, ladies. God bless you, Father. Thank you. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The word for the renewal of the mind is anakinosis, and it simply means change for the better. It is a very proactive process. Everybody knows that the transformation, it's our responsibility. After God saves us, it is our responsibility to submit to His process of the transformation. How many of us are willing to do that? Because first of all, it involves, number one, the study of the Word. As I said to you, I was so surprised when I read this morning. I read even the doctrine that it is not even sure that there were three wise men. Right? Because there's nothing to say there were three wise men, but the inference is drawn that there were three gifts given, right? But we need to study the Word. We have to know the Word in this season, you know? That is the only God that will keep us, because in this season, the Word says, there will arise many false prophets. Let no man come here or anywhere and tell you anything that does not line up to the Word of God. Whatever I tell you, it must be to impart knowledge from this good book. It is the blueprint for our lives. Amen? So the first thing is, we need to study God's Word. The Word of the Lord says, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So no matter how I try to tell you, unless you find God for yourself, unless you spend time in His presence, there are some things that I cannot impart to you. God wants to download some things into your spirit in this season, in this time. He wants you to be able to say, thus saith the Lord, to speak the very oracles of Lord, to go with boldness. That is what He wants the soldiers in His army to do in this season, in Jesus' name. So next thing, after we study the Word, we have to start now to memorize and regurgitate God's Word. What does that mean? You know, like when you used to go to Sunday school, you used to write down the scripture verses. Huh? How many of you have those verses in your heart? Put up your hands. Yeah, you have to know the Word. And you have to be able to speak it aloud. Because that is what has power. Whatever you're facing, the answer is in God's Word. Amen? So if you need healing, you have to find the Word concerning healing. If you need deliverance, you have to find the word concerning deliverance. You see, even if we minister to you, it is God that wants to have that close fellowship with you because he's your healer, he's your deliverer, and we are just imparting what God said. So you have to begin to study the word, to meditate on it, to regurgitate it. And finally, we have to apply God's word in our life, right? We have to act out God's word in our personal life. You know that every morning when I go to this word, I ask God, what is the word for me today, Lord? What do you want to say for me, to me, Lord God? And because I expect that God is going to speak to me, he speaks to me in a personal way. You know that? I thank him. Let me just tell you now, simply, because I'm not going to be long today. Simply, what we focus on is what we become. So it's not what we do here on Sunday mornings. It's what we do when we go away that determines what happens in our life. If we focus on God and his word, then we'll be filled with him. You know, but I understand it's a walk. So don't be impatient with yourself. Because where you are today, make sure that you're always moving forward in God. There are times when we're going to fall down. There are times when we're going to falter. There are times when we're going to be weak. There are areas where some people may be strong. I know that I'm very emotional. No matter how many years I grow in Christ, I laugh loud, I talk loud, I cry loud. And Pastor Rob, while some people are just bland, it's them. Listen. But you got to know who you are in Christ. And God really just accepts you for who you are. And he just draws you closer. And then the amazing thing now, he begins to mold. And he begins to make. You see, but don't draw away from God. No matter what you see happening in your life, just continue going with him. It's a beautiful place to be. It speaks about a walk. It speaks about running a race. It speaks about enduring. That's what the word says. These words describe our Christian life. Christ prayed not that we would come out of this world after we are saved, but so that we could take the gospel effectively. There's a special call that God has for each and every individual here. There's something that God, if it's even one person for you to minister to, God called you into that place. None of us, by the way, are more important than the other. I'm just here to lead you a certain way today. But I need your prayers. There may be somebody praying for me, right? I need your words of encouragement, right? There may be somebody who has that ministry. Don't you know that sometimes when you come and you smile and you show appreciation, I just love how Sarah makes me laugh, you know? You know? Listen, God loves you. God loves you. Each and every one of you, he made for his glory. There's something he put on the inside of you to desire him, to desire more of him. And you will never be comfortable or at peace without finding God. No matter what you try to use to appease, whether it be drink, whether it be video games, whether it be television, whether it be the internet, whether it be all those other things that we get involved in, those things will fail eventually. God is the only sure reward. True peace can only be found in God through Christ Jesus. And so I encourage you today, people. Lord, if we are truly going to impact the world for Christ, then we cannot be like the world any longer. We are going to turn away from that world like the wise man, the wise men. The world, its systems, its doctrines. We are going to turn wholeheartedly to God. We are going to walk another way because we need to be agents of change. In this sad, dying world, you can make a difference, Catherine. You can make a difference, Beth Beverly. You have made a big difference, Elizabeth. You have made a big difference, Catherine and Richard. And God is calling, Pastor, I'm so glad to be here as a part of this church. It's wonderful to belong to a church where the man and woman of God, they don't try to hold you down. They try to release you into what you are supposed to do. Each and every one of you have an important role to play in God's kingdom here at the LifeSpring Church. Find your place and let us pray for you, and we will send you in the name of Jesus. But first of all, you've got to be willing to put your shoulder to the plow. Be diligent for God. Face the challenges. Say, I will not move like Esther. I set my face as flint. I will be steadfast and unmovable, rooted and grounded in God's love, because I don't care what I face. Because let me tell you, we're going to have challenges in 2016. But let me just tell you, you see what's happening all over the world, all over the nation? I'm going to tell you that this is the year where I am not looking at all these wars and rumors of wars. We are in the signs of the end times, but that is not my focus. Because if you look closely, for those of you who are closely connected to the heart of God, this is the season where there's such an outpouring of the anointing on the body of Christ. You just have to position yourself to receive it now. And positioning yourself means you do the things I told you earlier and just get your heart right with God. Because he looks at the heart of man, not the outward appearance. It's not about how much money. It's not about your service. It's about how you serve God, how you position yourself with God, how you stay close to God in this season. Because he wants to pour out something on us in this season. He wants to pour out. Because when you experience God's love in a true way, let me just tell you, it is not something that can be contained. It overflows. It overflows. By the way, I can tell you, I really am a product of God's fashioning. All I did was say, God, here am I. Oh no, I used to be so emotional. Everything you would see me crying for, you know, or I would have these totally angry outbursts that were totally destructive. And I still get angry, but I'm able to express myself rationally now. You know, Pastor? The word says, be angry and do not sin, in Catherine. Right? No. I used to have anger that was so destructive. And if God can change me like this, he can change you too. He can change anyone. But you know what? The key is not, we can't do it. I can't do it. Is that first of all, when you encounter God's love, it changes you. Be filled with his love in the name of Jesus.